Chapter 3.
Hannah, you can head on home now, Mrs. Ross said as she entered her spacious living room. Looking like she'd won a big prize, she added, I was able to convince my boss that he didn't need me for the last meeting of the day.
Hannah Eicher glanced up at the modern grandfather clock located next to the family's entertainment system. It was a pretty thing, made of metal and bleached wood. It also happened to chime Christmas carols all year long. Mrs. Ross was a fan of the unexpected.
It must have been quite a meeting. You're home almost 2 hours early.
It was going to be long and boring. Mrs. Ross grimaced. I told my manager that I'd rather work on a project for a few hours than sit through another interminable meeting. When he agreed, I decided I could work just as easily here as in the office.
I'm glad that it worked out for you.
Hannah got out of the rocking chair she'd been reading in, absently smoothing one of the ties of her cap over her shoulder as she did so.
I'll get my things together then and get out of your way. Christopher is still napping.
How was he today?
Wunderbar.
Mrs. Ross's pretty green eyes warmed.
That's what I like to hear.
Hannah giggled. Christopher was all of 4 months old. He was just a tiny baby. She didn't think it was possible for a baby to ever be anything but wonderful. Mrs. Ross set her briefcase down next to the couch, then opened up her pocketbook.
Is it all right if I write you a check today? I may work at a bank, but I constantly forget to get cash. A check is fine, danke.
She stood patiently as her boss quickly wrote a check, folded it once, and handed it to her. Without glancing at the amount, Hannah placed it in her purse.
I paid you for the entire time you were scheduled for, dear, Mrs. Ross said. Danke.
After slipping a plain navy cardigan over her dove gray dress, she picked up her basket of books and embroidery and placed her small purse inside.
So I'll see you in 2 days?
Yes. I'm off tomorrow, but I'll need to be back at the bank bright and early the next day.
I'll be here at 8 then. Enjoy your time with Christopher.
I will. You enjoy your day off, too.
For the first time, Mrs. Ross's perky personality faltered. Are you doing better, Hannah? This was why.